It's Wednesday, July 15th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On July 5th, around 4 p.m., dozens of Chinese communist officials from the Ethnic and Religious Affairs Agency raided the Enguang Church in the Guangxi region, reports International Christian Concern. The house church was having its worship service during that time at a hotel when local government officials and police barged in and grabbed the microphone to denounce the gathering. Worshippers were asked to show their IDs, and six elders were taken to the Kazing police station. Since 1996, Stony Brook political science professor Helmut Norpoth has successfully predicted the outcomes of five of the past six presidential elections, and he's now predicting that President Donald Trump has a 91% chance of winning the election in November, reports Mediaite.com. Norpoth's proven model, called the primary model, uses data from early primary election results rather than opinion polls to predict base excitement. He told Mediaite last week that his model would have accurately predicted the outcome of all but two presidential elections since 1912. A new Round Rock, Texas-based Christian group called Life Vote U.S. reminds Christians of the reasons to vote. Among the 10 they list, here are two. Number one, voting is a simple yet significant way to do something about public policy in our country. As people of faith, we will be held accountable for our actions, as well as our lack of action. Luke 12, verse 48 says, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." Number two, voting recognizes the equality of all citizens and their right to express their values through their votes. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." Katie Winterford with Life Vote U.S. sees voting for Christians as imperative.
The godly people who know biblical scriptural values need to be the ones to select the lawmakers and the judges, because they're the ones who make the laws that we all have to live by. If we forfeit that obligation, we are allowing the ungodly to make our choices that will determine how we all have to live.
Has your church ever conducted a voter registration drive? If not, it should. And if it has already, it needs to again. Learn how at lifevoteus.com. As protesters and rioters are calling for the removal of dozens of Confederate statues, Republican Congressman Russ Fulcher of Idaho is demanding that the Smithsonian remove a statue honoring Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, from the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., reports FaithWire.com. Sanger said, quote, "We do not want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population," end quote. And, quote, "Birth control must ultimately lead to a cleaner race," end quote. Sanger called for the segregation of, quote, "morons, misfits, and maladjusted," end quote, and for the sterilization of, quote, "genetically inferior races," end quote. In a letter to the Smithsonian, Representative Fulcher wrote, quote, "Ms. Sanger is not the kind, inspirational figure you refer to when you talk about challenging our nation to live up to its founding ideals," end quote. Let the Smithsonian know what you think by email. Send it to info@si.edu. A judge blocked a new Tennessee pro-life law that would ban abortion in most circumstances once the baby's heartbeat is detected, which is often around 6 weeks into a pregnancy, reports the Christian Post. Republican Governor Bill Lee signed House Bill 2263 into law on Monday.
Tennessee is one of the most pro-life states in America. Life is precious, and everything that is precious is worth protecting. We know that in Tennessee, and I certainly know that in my heart, which is why we worked so hard together with the legislature.
But Judge William Campbell of the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Tennessee issued a temporary restraining order soon afterwards that will last until July 27th, pending a possible future order. Campbell argued that the pro-abortion plaintiffs had shown that, quote, "they will suffer immediate and irreparable injury, harm, loss, or damage," end quote. Judge Campbell failed to reference the irreparable harm to the babies targeted for abortion. A professional psychotherapist who specializes in counseling those with unwanted same-sex attraction has denounced a recent social media ban on posts promoting so-called, quote, conversion therapy, end quote, reports the Christian Post. Recently, Instagram and its owner Facebook announced that they were going to ban content that promoted the allegedly controversial practice of sexual preference change efforts therapy. Christopher Doyle, a professional counselor with the Institutes for Healthy Families, said the decision was, quote, an assault on free speech and religious liberty. While the company claims they are taking this action to prevent discrimination toward the LGBT community, the real people they are hurting are those who experience unwanted sexual and gender identity conflicts and are seeking options for healing and ethical licensed therapy, end quote. And finally, as the apartment of 30-year-old Rachel Long of Arizona was going up in flames on July 3rd, she desperately tried to save her two children inside, reports FaithWire.com.
Jump, lady!
Throw the baby down!
From her third-story apartment, she threw her 3-year-old son, Jameson, over the balcony railing to two men on the ground below. Thankfully, former Marine and football player Philip Blanks miraculously slid and caught the young boy just in time.
Whoa. I just had tunnel vision on the patio, and when the boy got thrown off the balcony, he was twirling in the air like a propeller. His head landed perfectly in my elbow.
The video of the 28-year-old former U.S. Marine and wide receiver at Saddleback College catching the 3-year-old toddler has gone viral.
I've always had a protector mindset growing up. Honestly, it wasn't much thinking. I just reacted. I just did it.
Rather than jump over the balcony to save herself, Rachel went back inside to try to save her 8-year-old daughter, Roxy. Sadly, she did not make it out alive, but a passerby kicked in the door of the fire-engulfed apartment and heroically saved Roxy. Philip Blanks called Rachel Long the real hero.
The mother, she is the real hero in this story because she made the ultimate sacrifice to get her children out.
The former football player recognized that God had prepared him for that moment.
I think God has put me on this path for it.
Friends have set up a GoFundMe account to raise $200,000 to pay for the multiple surgeries that Roxy will need. Plus, Corey, the father of the children, and his kids have lost their home, and the children remain hospitalized. $189,000 has already been given. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, July 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.